The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, and Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother, Griffin McElroy.
It's time. That's right. The fall is here.
The fall has fallen.
The fall has fallen. I have an exciting Munch Squad episode right here at the beginning of the show that I feel like apropos. Ooh. I would love to set the tone if I could invite you guys in.
Yes, please.
Okay, come with me.
Okay.
Let's just step behind this curtain here. Now, I am going to make a quick call on my phone.
Bring, bring.
Now, who am I going to be calling, you ask? Well, Starbucks.
Hello, this is David.
Oh, Travis was doing some Foley work. I thought it'd be fun if I could do Foley work too, but I didn't Okay.
Hello, this is David.
Hi, David. What's your role here?
I'm a vampire.
Ooh. Oh, that's a fun choice.
I don't know what we're fucking doing. Like,
no. I like it. Wait, hold on.
Doing.
We'll get back to Justin's thing in a second, but let's roll with this.
I'm an autumn vampire. Halloween's just around the corner.
Starbucks has declared that fall has begun, and the pumpkin spice latte is returning, according to Curious R magazine, a magazine for the quick service restaurant industry. And I did want to just set the tone because I'm so excited to say that it's back. Like, it came back 2 days ago as we're recording this, but like, as you're listening to it, it came back August 25th. So Starbucks is like, hey, listen, we can't do a lot, but maybe this. Does this do anything? Like, is this anything? This is sort of like the one gif of Donald Glover walking into the room with pizza from Community, remember? And the whole place is on fire and he turns back around and walk away.
Love that gif.
Except he's holding huge cups of pumpkin spice latte and he does attempt to up in the cups onto the fire to see if it does anything. All right, maybe this does something.
Hey, can I also just say, like, this year, I, and maybe Justin Griffin will go along with me on this, I would like to place a moratorium on making jokes about, like, pumpkin spice lattes and everything, because I think pumpkin spice is the least of our worries this
bigger
year.
Bigger fish.
Starbucks has made this, like, even more exciting and meaningful this fall. With the fall hotline, 1-833-GET-FALL.
Get fucked.
I don't know what to expect, but I'm calling right now.
Oh.
And we'll just all sort of experience this together and see what happens.
Hey there, all you hay riders, leaf breakers, and pumpkin spice lovers.
Ugh.
If you're coming here to spice up your leaf life, then you have definitely come to the right place. Dial 1 to head out on a hayride. Dial 2 to practice your pumpkin mantras.
Dude.
Dial 3 to cozy up with your cup. Dial 4 to hear flannel on repeat.
Pick
Dial 5 to adventure to the pumpkin cream cold brew falls.
Where are we going?
Dial 6 for endless PSL perfection. Dial 7 to go on a lovely leaf crunching stroll. Dial 8 to knit sweaters with grandpa.
Fucking so many.
And if you get lost, just dial 9 to be directed back to the main menu.
7.
Close your eyes while your mind walks through a forest of fall fields.
Ooh, this is nice.
Could I get some more treble in the mix, Starbucks?
Oh, God.
Being out here reminds me of what life is all about. Finding laughter, love, and leaves.
Also, I need to borrow like $1,000. I promise you I'll pay you back.
Can you imagine? I have an opportunity for free money.
Hey, quack if you love pumpkin spice.
What? Don't give the ducks pumpkin spice, please.
It will make them very sick.
He's feeding it to the ducks. Let's go on a hayride.
Okay.
Dial 1.
tour.
Oh, this is fun.
One round trip around the pumpkin patch, coming right up.
Take me.
Oh, no, Tommy fell under the wheel. Sam, we got to go back.
Lucky banjo on this year's hay bed.
He can't play a banjo. Tommy's dead.
He's dead, man.
What are you doing?
Well, hold on. That sounds great.
Oh, wait, that could be the last thing he hears.
You want to hear the one about fucking your cup?
I'll start the fire.
What? Wait, is this the cup's voice talking?
I'm burning your house down around here. You better get to a Starbucks quick. It's the only safe place.
This is for the insurance money. It's what you were hinting at, right?
We both agreed. I'd kill your mom, you kill my dad.
If it's wrong to wear fuzzy socks and footy pajamas, I don't want to be right.
Wait, what about the fire?
What? The fire is happening.
The fire is happening. Also, why would you wear footy pajamas and fuzzy socks?
Yeah.
Fuzzy me is my best me. Doll 6 for endless PSL perfection. Happy pumpkin season, Joey. Oh, good autumn, Alex. I'll take a grande PSL. No, wait. A venti PSL, please.
Oh, Susan, you're here. I wasn't expecting to see you.
And what's that in the back behind the counter? Is that Tommy's ghost?
No! You know what they say. When the leaves start falling, the PSLs start calling.
He liked that. He liked that one.
More wit, please.
Can you do that?
You've had enough whip, sir.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
More whip. No.
More whip.
You can't. Sir, order more fall sound.
He's just blowing the foam off into the guy's face. Is it more whip?
Again. More. You work for me, Jerry.
No, my name's not Jerry. It's Tommy.
Oh, no.
Floats off into PSL ghost. So anyway, there's a cult about pumpkin spice lattes that Starbucks has been fostering for years.
That's fun.
Rush into a Starbucks, crowd, fill that place. Fill it up with warm bodies and get that
as close as you can pack them. Like sardines.
To the window, to the wall, till the leaves all start to fall. It's pumpkin spice latte season.
So welcome to fall. The autumnal energy is strong here on this episode.
It's 104 Fahrenheit degrees outside.
Yeah.
Still doing summer here. Looking forward to the PSL.
You know what I call
December.
That? Hot fall.
Hot fall. Okay.
There's hot fall. There's cold fall. There's green fall. And there's fall. That's it.
Hey, are you guys... I don't want to keep distracting. This is an advice show. We will get into the advice. It's kind of a weird time. Things are weird. I just want this
shit
to be
sucks.
A weird show.
Shit sucks.
It feels appropriately weird. Are you guys getting a lot of weird political texts from people who supposedly are sort of on your team? They're like fucking pretty wild. Let's talk about this. So, Trav, I know you got one, and yours tops mine.
Okay.
So I want to just share mine first. Literally, as we started recording, I got this text. With just 12 hours to go, Joe Biden is rapidly dropping in the polls. Undecided voters love Trump's convention, and no one is donating to our texts. That's a fundraising pitch. First off, what happens in 12 hours?
Yeah.
Are we voting in 12 hours? That's very unnerving.
It's voting. When the leaves start to fall... You have 24 hours to vote for the American president.
Now, I receive a text. James Carville here. As a lifelong Cajun, I've seen them all. This is a text in which James Carville is telling me who to vote for in the Louisiana election. I am uncertain on why I'm on this list and how I might use this information.
Have you got any fun texts?
All mine are very porny. I just get weird porny texts. I get the weird porny texts to me and a bunch of other 304 numbers. And there's always somebody in the 304 numbers. It's like, what's your fucking problem? I'm gonna come fucking. Somebody will send it and be like, do you want to see my wet butt? And then some random Huntingtonian will be like, I'm gonna fucking kill you in my car. Like,
when that happens to me, it's 20 West Virginians, 20 rowdy West Virginians that they've gathered into one text thread who are not pleased. So this is a thread of people. Each one of the texts I'm about to read you is from a different phone number, okay? So we all get the spam text, and then someone texts picture of a stop sign. Stop. Next person. No kidding. Next person. Stop. Next person. Stop. And then they've included the email address of the person that sent out the initial text. By person, of course, I mean robot, who is not reading this. And next person, all caps, stop. Right after that. Quit texting me, asshole. I'm getting same text messages from a third party. It's called spam. Just delete the damn things. Next person. It's not me. I'm trying to get this mess off my phone. Next person. Trying to get these guys off my phone. I am not texting you. They're saying this in a text message. Wow. To the entire group. Last person. Okay. And then they were done. And then everyone got the memo.
Do you guys ever get these? I get them sometimes where it's like, hey, it's Dad. I left my medication at your house. Please call me. Please, I need that medication.
And it's using
so bad.
Dad's phone number.
Dad's phone
number. Yeah. Like someone got hacked. Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, spam. And he's like, no, please, I need this. I'm having my dark cravings again. Please.
Daddy likes his medicine. Can we do a question?
My cat, who I assume was lost for over 3 years, has reappeared in my neighbor's window.
The perfect crime.
I don't want to take her back, but I do want to visit her as she acknowledges my presence through the clear window. Problem is, I'm very socially awkward, and I don't know what to say to my elderly woman neighbor in order to visit my courageous calico kitty. Thank you for the alliteration. It's very much appreciated. Brothers, how do I visit my cat at my neighbor's house? That's from Kitty Conundrum in the Keystone State.
What's wild about this is that the middle road that you're attempting to find here is the wildest option. The two options you have are nothing or full-blown Liam Neeson, smash in the front door, grab the cat, smoke bomb, rappel out the window, like, this is my fucking cat. Yeah.
The commuter.
What's that?
The commuter.
Huh.
So there's a movie called The Commuter starring Liam Neeson.
Yeah,
what's
but
it about? What happens in it?
And I changed that to the commuter.
What happens in the movie?
Somebody steals his cat. It's his neighbor, and he has to get him.
Why wouldn't they just call that movie the commuter then?
Because it's trademarked by me just now.
But you're, this is after the movie came out.
Love Actually.
Uh-huh.
Now that's a movie party.
That's a film.
No, but you would call it My Cat Actually, because you would say, that's my cat actually.
My cat actually.
Walking into this house and being like, hey, what's up? You stole my cat. Can I pet it? Is fucking out of this world.
Or it's the hardest possible one, right? Because there's not a decent human being on earth who, I mean, one of two things will happen, right? If you say, hey, that's my cat. Uh-huh. Then the neighbor, who is also a person with their own thoughts and feelings, will say, well, you should take this cat back. I don't want to be a cat thief. That sucks. Or I've been watching this cat for 2 years. You need to go home. This cat and you don't live together anymore. They don't know who you are. There is no middle ground where they're like, joint custody, maybe? Maybe we share the cat nights and weekends?
Counterpoint. Okay, you ready for this?
Meowder point.
Yes, hello. Hi. I wanted to visit Cinnamon. Is Cinnamon home? Excuse me? Cinnamon, the cat. Used to live with me, now lives with you. Totally cool. I just wanted to check in and see how Cinnamon's doing.
I can tell you're having trouble hearing me. Let me remove my face mask and get even closer to you. Okay, go ahead.
I'm here to visit the cat. I'm willing to do it here on the porch if you don't want me to come in your home.
Can you pretend there's something that the cat left at your house that it is probably missing?
Mm-hmm.
Like this dead mouse. Mr. Cinnamon here. He left his vape pen at my house. If you will please take it back just so he has his chunky ADV that he craves.
And can don't forget, he likes his food warmed up.
Can you not just open the front door and crack a can of Starkist and just wait?
The cat will find a way.
The cat gonna get out there. You don't. That's a good point. I mean, to open the door, just open a Starkist. outside.
Hey, what if the reason you finally, after all this time, saw your cat in the window is your cat was trying to signal you that it needs rescued?
Yeah.
Like, this is the first time the cat was able to get your attention. It's like, get me out of here. This lady thinks that I am her son. Please.
Cats do have this one unique ability. If you open the StarKist can near an open window, they could actually float out on the waves.
On the stink line. Waves. Yeah, I've heard that.
I've seen that happen. So
and
that
they come in going,
if it makes you feel any better. The cat does not remember you.
No.
If that lessens the burden in any way, this cat does not remember you. Dog would. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. I've seen those videos of hero soldiers. The dog would. Okay.
Yeah.
The cat.
Nope.
Does not care. You ever see one of those videos of the cat? Absolutely not.
I think we've talked about this before, but it's the most unbelievable part of the incredible journey. Was it called with the two dogs and the one cat? That the two dogs had crossed...
Homeward Bound?
The Homeward Bound, thank you.
The Incredible Animals Journeys.
Yes. Where the two dogs... Yeah, I believe that. Two dogs, they would, like, jump over the Grand Canyon. The fact that the cat's like, I'm also going to go with you, two dogs? No way.
I think it was called Pet Friends on the Road.
I think it was just called Ramblin' Pets.
Hey, can I do a Yahoo?
Yeah, please.
This Yahoo was sent in by. This is an interesting. This is an interesting one, and I'm really just gonna. It was sent in by Emma Kant. Thank you, Emma. And I'm just gonna ask it, and then I'm gonna go 1, 2, 3, and then everybody say their answer, and we're not gonna do anything else on it. I'm just really like I saw this, and I was like, this isn't a good question. It was just an interesting sort of like Myers-Briggs personality test. So I'm gonna ask it. It was from Yahoo Answers user Frost or perhaps Frage. Who asks? And again, I'm going to ask it, and then 1, 2, 3, and say it. And don't make it. Don't be funny. Don't do your usual joke bullshit. Like, let's pretend like we have a bit of respect for this podcast and its
listeners.
Griffin,
I have never once been funny on this show.
Good. Frage asks, which chess piece is the sexiest? 1, 2, 3.
Knight.
Bishop.
Rook.
Okay, we all said different shit. I thought now, for sure we'd all say bishop.
Well, the rook is. The least sexiest, Justin. I'm sorry.
Well,
it's got like a bunch of different. It's got the closest to a hand. Fair.
I didn't even think about that.
Now, hold on.
Yeah,
hold on. We have not established criteria.
I said we weren't gonna talk.
I know.
About it.
I'm sorry, Griffin, but I was thinking about it in terms of sexiest to look at. Knight. Yeah. The idea is sexy.
Travis wasn't even thinking about finishing.
Yeah. I was thinking about, like, if I was working in an office and it was, like, a break time and I looked out the window and I saw this chess piece cracking open a cold Diet Coke whilst working on the construction site across the way, which one would I most enjoy?
I don't want you.
Would I most enjoy looking at? The knight.
All right.
You're just going to keep it at a distance. A romantic dalliance for your daydreams.
Listen, I'm saying that maybe this is aspirational, or maybe it's just perhaps, if you will, fuel for the fire back home. I am not looking for an entanglement with this chess piece, but I like the idea of a knight, it's a sexy horse.
Maybe this isn't the fucking PC thing to say, but I'd rather get to know the chess piece's mind first. Because that's what's sexy to me.
Hmm. Neither one of us went for power, though. None of us went for, like, queen or king.
Or king. Yeah,
we know our place.
Yeah.
Like, we know.
That's true.
We know where we pull.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, all of us rose above pawn. No one said pawn.
Well, no, we're better than that.
All right, come on. There's lots of those.
I'm just saying.
Although, if I could have all the pawns, then we may be into something of a situation.
Now, Griffin, you said bishop. Does the religious aspect not scare you off there at all?
Well, that's not what I was thinking about, Travis. But I don't. Again, I said when I said we're not going to talk about it, it's because I didn't really want to get into it, and I thought that you guys would share my feelings. But
hey,
Griffin,
can I say one word and you tell me if I nailed it?
Yeah.
Curvature.
I'm going to try one. Slot.
Here's another Yahoo.
No, Griffin, who was right?
I mean, depending on how you look at the bishop, it could either look like a peepee or a jug. This Yahoo is sent in by Johannes. Thank you. It's from Yahoo Answers user Christopher, who asks, if Adidas started selling t-shirts with photos of your face on them, how would you react?
Confused at first, if I'm being honest, why
most
I was chosen.
Confused.
Yeah, why was I chosen to represent any sport?
Confusion wouldn't even be, well, first of all, you wouldn't be representing a sport, right? Like, it wouldn't have you and then, like, you know, the New England Patriots logo, probably. It's just
no, I'm not saying a team. I'm saying that Adidas, as you have said, is a sporting goods company, are they not?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that you represent sports. It just means Adidas thought that your face would be cool to put on a t-shirt. I think confusion would be the first reaction from most of us, and then it would continue to be the reaction for a while. I want to know what goes deeper than that.
Can I be honest, Griffin?
Please.
Deeper confusion. Because at first, I would be confused why Adidas has chosen me. But then I would start to think, how did Adidas get this photo? Who within the Adidas Corporation was like, I guess, looking on perhaps Instagram or my Facebook?
It's your Facebook profile photo. And then you get upset about it. And fucking Zuck is like, this allowed. You put it on Facebook.
It's fine now.
But
it's
so fine then, now. And I gave it to Adidas.
They were scrolling by and they would have just thought, this is aesthetically pleasing enough that it will sell t-shirts. Then I guess maybe flattered might be.
Do you think that's buried in the TOS somewhere when you join Facebook? Like, Zuck's just like, hey, Zuck, I hope you're not reading any of this legal stuff because I'm going to sell all your shit to Adidas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All day I dream about screwing you over. You know what I mean?
It'd be like, and then I'll be out on the street and I'll see somebody walking. I'll be like, man, their shoes look like my bare feet. And then it turns out Adidas has gotten my feet off Facebook.
That explains why they have made those pants that look like my naked bunny from the waist down.
Your legs, yeah. It's your beepus and butt and everything is on these new Adidas track pants. It's your beepus and butt, your hairy legs, my feet, and Justin's face is like the whole torso.
Now, here's what I imagine happens. I go to Adidas and I say, hey, what the fuck? And then they say, well, turns out your body is perfectly aerodynamic. Your body is the most, you are like a blade moving through the wind. And so now every sporter wants their body shaped like your body. And I'll say, can I have some money, please? And they'll say, you don't own your body. God owns your body.
God owns your body. And Zuck. Also, that explains why all the new Formula One races we've been seeing lately are just big paper mache Travis heads.
Yep.
Yeah,
just zooming around the track so fast.
Nature's arrow.
Yep. Nature's arrow. Travis's face, which makes it all the more upsetting when there is a big big accident on the field, because that's my brother's head just going all topsy turvy.
But it also explains why they've put those amplifiers in the mouth so the cars are just screaming as they go around. Very quick. It's very scary.
And Travis, you said the first thing you do is, and I quote, and Justin, back me up on this: you go to Adidas. Tell me what that looks like. I want you. This you see
well,
on the
I
street
imagine
today.
They're pretty. They're jized that I'm there. It's him. They'll say. No,
okay, stop. Stop it. Listen to me.
Okay.
And use your fucking brain.
Okay.
For once.
Okay.
You see someone's face. You see your face on both a t-shirt and an Adidas sponsored Formula One race car. You say, oh, that's fucked up. I should go to Adidas about that. Now tell me literally the next thing that happens, and don't say go to Adidas.
I'd probably tweet at them. Where can I find you?
Where
and
are
I would
you?
Say, well, yes, of course, you're the face of Adidas. Please come visit us.
Yeah, not enough people are tweeting at brands. Where are you?
Where are you?
Where are you right now?
I need
I got to get over there. Yeah, do you guys know what Adidas stands for?
All day I dream about soccer.
Okay, Griffin.
That is what I thought it stood for.
It's named for its owner, Adi Dassler. It's founded in 1924 in Germany. Adi Dassler.
And that's more like Daddy Dassler.
Yeah. But of course, don't tell that to Jonathan Davis, who heard one day someone said, you know, it stands for all day I dream about sex, right? And he's like, fuck, that's funny. I'm going to sit down and write a song about that. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think I would be disappointed. That would be the arc. I think I'd be confused and then flattered. And then disappointed because I wouldn't get any money.
What if it's your face, Travis? I know what fucking face it's gonna be because you have a fucking the face you make in all the fucking pics that you're always sharing to people. You've trademarked, you've patented that face. I get it. Yeah. I don't know which one I'm gonna have on there. I don't have like a go-to face.
Maybe it's your face that you make when I've just said something that is dumb, and you kind of like curl up one eyebrow and your mouth like twists into this little.
That's The Rock. You're thinking of The Rock again.
Oh, damn it.
I don't do that one. The Rock does that one.
I've seen you
do it. I make a lot of faces in photos that a lot of people see them and have to wonder, what did he just do before this photo was taken? Because it seems unscrupulous.
It's a little, you're impish for sure. You have a certain impish quality about you.
But like a stinky bad imp. Yeah, like a devilish trickster. Like a real garbage.
Justin, would you make the face that you think would be on the t-shirt? Make it right now.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's it. That's the way.
So my dad owns a small family business that used to be my grandfather's. My siblings and I have made many attempts to bring him in the 21st century over the years with very success. The big hurdle is this. He brings his work desktop computer with him when he travels. Going on a Disney cruise with my mom, brings the desktop and sets it up in the cabin. Monitor, keyboard, tower, mouse, his favorite mouse pad, everything comes with him. No matter how short or long the trip, we bought him a laptop last year and set it up for him, and he and my mom only use it to Zoom with us. He said laptops aren't for work because you can't trust them. We are fully at the end of our collective rope here. Is there no hope for him? Will he never know the joy of a travel-sized computer that's from Luddites of Long Island? Holy shit.
Holy fuck. That's so
holy
good.
Shit. That's rough.
You know, I will say, it didn't occur to me until Justin was reading it. The you can't trust him comment, if you just look at the construction, there is no built-in lock point in a desktop computer because no one is ever cruising around the Starbucks looking for unwatched towers that they might spirit away.
Yeah, no one's going to steal your tower. Because you see a laptop and there's also a certain guarantee of this is a functioning computer.
Uh-huh.
But a lot of desktop towers, unless it has some like dope ass LEDs and some fucking real gamer coolers up in it, I'm just going to assume it's running fucking Windows 95.
Yeah. With this cat, that would be sick if he did have like a monstrous vapor cooler. Your dad fucking bit. He's bit mining. Yeah. With like, hey, I can't use my laptop because I've melted my third video card this week. Fucking mining them.
Was your grandfather like an esports gamer, and now your dad has taken over, and he's disappointed because you aren't into esports. You're out there, I don't know, maybe studying law or whatever. And he's disappointed that you didn't follow along.
Oh, I brought the laptop with me on the trip. Now look at my fucking frame count. Right now, I'm going to jack up control to ultra.
I was supposed to raid with my group later. And fucking look at this. Huh?
Look at this fucking shit.
Ugh, you think anybody else on this cruise is ray tracing? I'm the only one ray tracing on this cruise.
Come on.
This is wild. This is wild.
This laptop melted my dick off. This is how I fucking run it. That's how I run this shit. That's how I run these hogs. I actually have 5 computers because I keep burning them up and rebuilding them.
I lost my dang Bitcoin. Cooling. Someone took my laptop, stole my dang Bitcoin.
Jingle jangled right out of my freaking pocket, man.
Wait, can you trust laptops?
No.
Hold on. Can you trust them?
They have the built-in camera. Do you think that's what it means?
No, I think it's, hey, you look at those babies. Man, a desktop, a Harchi tower, you could drop that shit off a 2-story building. A laptop.
And it would break and explode.
And it breaks.
And it would
a laptop, you accidentally leave a pencil in there, it's done.
Why do you have a pencil inside your laptop?
Because I forgot it wasn't a book.
Okay. Yeah, I had a MacBook a few years back. And I lost a particularly frustrating game of chess, and I punched the keys so hard, and it only took one punch for it to get all bent up and not working no more.
Not like a tower.
I'm glad that media company I was formerly in the employ of. I had to tell them I fell down the stairs.
Oh. Or it fell down the stairs.
Then I fell down the stairs. I was like, whoa.
Okay.
Wait, shut up.
The keyboard was the part that was broken, right? So it was open?
Everybody who's not Justin needs to shut up for the next minute while you tell me every detail about the story you told them.
I got the email.
Holy shit.
See.
Also, by the way, please don't tell
company. If you do, yeah, please nobody tell them. Please don't tell them. But if a media company, if you do hear this, let me know. I'll pay for
it's
it.
Good. It's a scoop. It's a scoop.
Hello.
Oh yeah, this is all fake.
Hello, my MacBook Pro is having some major problems related to me falling down the stairs. And then in parentheses, it says, I am okay. Thank you.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. Oh.
I'm not going to tell him that I fucking got out Kasparov'd and had to one punch man that shit.
But Justin, all you said is related to me falling down the stairs.
Travis, I was trying to. I didn't want to get into like a courtroom recreation, like because I couldn't imagine the actual particulars of it.
Exactly,
just things happen.
It's what did you drop it down the stairs and it fell out of your hand into a big man's fist?
when I was thinking happened was
that all the details? Wait, hold on. Was that all the details? Much love, Justin. Please send replacement.
It's not unsolved mysteries. He's not going to do a reenactment of it. Like, he doesn't need more than that.
Holy shit, that's so choice.
I guess in my head what happened was I had the computer open while I was walking down the stairs, which was reckless, and then I tripped and then used the middle sort of punch-sized section of the keyboard to break my fall.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what
That's why you're fine. If you hadn't had your laptop at the time, you'd be dead.
Yeah. This one's cached, but do something to honor this hero laptop.
Yeah. And I would like to talk to Tim about that. I mean, you should here's what I'm going to say. If your laptops can't take a punch, they shouldn't run chess.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Is that fair to say?
This is what I'm saying. This is why laptops are for nerds. You can't punch them once.
Can't punch it one time? What if I get very mad?
Yeah, Justin, it's not like Justin punched it over and over again. It was one punch. Can't take one punch?
God. It would be so dope if during one of the press conferences, Tim Cook is like, pushes the button. He's like, and in this new model, 3.6 punches.
Watch.
It can withstand.
Wham, wham, wham. Boop.
A record 3.6 punches.
Get out of here, Brock Lesnar. Fuck it up.
It's my friend Brock.
He and I have been lifting together.
Hey, Tim. It's me, Brock Lesnar. I'm so impressed with this new MacBook model. Anyway, I'm going to punch it for you. And then I'm going to rip it in half.
1, 2, 3. Stop, stop, stop.
It's the only one we've got.
Don't do it yet.
What's frustrating is you can't punch them, which you would, but you can't tear them in half, which you would never.
Yeah.
Right? Doesn't that seem stupid? You should make them untear and halfable.
Yeah.
That's a tower, Justin.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying you can punch it, but you can't tear it in half.
Okay.
And I would never try to tear it in half in anger. I would punch it in anger. And I actually might try to tear it in half in anger. I have tried to twist. I've twisted controllers in half in anger.
So God, wait, Justin,
you're fucking
just to get this clear, your complaint with laptops is that you can't punch them. You cannot punch them, but you could rip them in half. But Justin, I would argue it sounds like you did punch it.
No, I'm saying the problem is they can't take a punch.
Uh-huh.
And yet you can't rip them in half.
So they can't take
much more likely.
What else can a laptop not do, Justin?
I'm saying that like I would not in anger close my laptop and then attempt to rip it in half.
Oh, I see.
Right? It doesn't need that much structural integrity.
Okay.
It does need the power to withstand a medium punch.
Now, see, I thought when you were talking about ripping in half, you meant
screen from keyboard.
Which I could do.
Anyone could, Trav. I mean, you don't
anybody
have to,
could yeah. do that.
If we're going to buy this dad a high-end, top-of-the-line, government-like level gamer laptop rig...
Something he can also stream from. Something he can also Twitch from. You yes. know what I mean?
If we're going to turn this into a Twitch daddy, we're going to need to
yes.
go to the... And I, by the way, we're not going to... That's not a service we offer at the show. We're
not yet.
Okay, but we're not going to do that, but we should go to the Money Zone.
Let's go.
Hey, honey.
What?
It's me, Justin.
No, I said that.
No one will ever know that, though. It got edited out.
I know, but I said it first, and then we had to start over. And
you're waste. You're burning time. Hey, honey. This is an intro I came up with for the company, man. Honey. And I love honey. I wish that I could express... I wish I had a secret signal I could send for when I don't actually like an advertiser that much, so I could not do it for honey. Because it is the best. Takes a few clicks. It installs in your web browser, and anytime you check out, it is like, hey, let me just see if you got any coupon codes anywhere in the back. I'll be right back. Let me just look real quick. And then it looks, and if it's got promo codes that it found on the internet, it just automatically applies them for you, saves you money. I mean, you can't, it's best. It's best. Free, takes a second to install. It's so weird that you wouldn't be using honey.
Do you just like giving away money? Is that it?
It's free. It's honestly free money. So please... Get honey for free at joinhoney.com/brother. That's joinhoney.com/brother.
What do you call it?
Get money.
Hey, guys, what do you call it when you use a web app to find discounts on underwear? Me undies. I want to tell you about me undies. Because I said
me proud of that one. God, don't you love it when you can hear the pride in his voice, Juice?
Me undies.
Yeah.
Me hundies.
And then he says it like 70 times.
Me
to make
hundies.
It feel like a joke.
Me hundies.
Oh, that's fucking funny, though. Did you hear me the undies. Voice he did in that time?
Me
it was like
hundies.
Oh, that's fucking great, Trav.
Yeah. Me undies just wants everyone to feel comfy as heck with the free.
Oh, don't stop. Don't
me
stop.
Me hundies.
They love it. They love it. The audience loves it. The advertisers love it. The ad reps love it. The ad reps send this to advertisers, and they're like, this is good. How much
do
money
like
do
this.
They want?
Yeah, I love this.
We'll give them all of it.
Please, is there a tipping feature?
Yeah.
I'd love to tip.
What's that? Oh, money. Just money. Oh, I'm suddenly inside one of those money
booths. Trav, you stopped doing the voice, and the advertisers love
honeys.
Your voice. Fuck, this sucks.
I can only do that one thing, though.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
MeUndies is they got really good soft stuff that you put on your body. They got stuff like underwear, and they got lounge pants, and they got onesies, and they have very very just comfortable stuff. And not only that, it's got good patterns, fun patterns. I just got a pair of underwear with dinosaurs on them, and I know you think, aren't you scared that they will bite you on your privacy? And I say, no, it's just pictures. And they have a sustainably sourced fabric that is from beechwood trees.
How?
And then they take the trees, they turn them to pulp, and then to yarn, and then to underwear.
But I've put my leg inside a tree before, and it did not feel good.
They do stuff to it in between the tree and your privacy.
Oh.
And you can get a MeUndies membership, which is a subscription that sends new pairs of MeUndies right to your door. Plus, you can get site-wide savings and exclusive sales. If you want to get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/mybrother. That's MeUndies.com/mybrother.
MeUndies!
Hey, Jay Keith.
Hey, Helen. Hey, you've got another true-false quiz for me?
Yep. Our trivia podcast, Go Fact Yourself, used to be in front of a live audience.
True. Turns out that's not so safe anymore.
Correct. Next. Unfortunately, this means we can no longer record the show.
False. The show still comes out every first and third Friday of the month.
Correct. Finally, we still have great celebrity guests answering trivia about things they love on every episode of Go Fact Yourself.
Definitely true.
And for bonus points, name some of them.
Recently, we've had Ophira Eisenberg, plus tons of surprise experts like Yardley Smith and Suzanne Summers.
Perfect score.
Woo-hoo.
You can hear Go Fact Yourself every first and third Friday of the month with all the great guests and trivia that we've always had. And if you don't listen, well, then you can go fact yourself.
That's the name of our podcast.
Correct.
Woo!
Here is a question I have here. I have recently moved into an apartment with a friend from high school. Everything has been great except for one thing. She has grown overly attached to my cat. She's home a lot more than I am and therefore spends more time with her, playing with her, and taking her on walks.
A lot of pronouns here. It's getting confusing.
I sometimes come home to find lipstick marks from her kissing my cat on the forehead.
Whoa.
She even has started calling her cat our cat, even when I've made it clear that she is mine. What should I do? Do I need to relax or is she overstepping? I just hate the idea of my cat liking my roommates more. That's from Mift in Minnesota. I actually, you know who would be good to help with this?
I cannot fathom.
Ron Funches. Travis read my mind. Yeah, Ron Funches. Let me see if I can.
When I think about roommate cat dynamic,
yeah.
Ron Funches.
A real cat kisser.
Best in the biz. Let me call him real quick.
Hi.
Hey, Ron. It's Hoops. I was still dialing.
Ron has one of those special phones where all you have to do is sort of hit one of the phone numbers over and over and over again until you hear him yell hi.
Yeah, it felt like you were knocking, so I just answered.
If you ever need to get Ron Funches, just keep hitting 7 and eventually he'll answer.
Oh, man.
So, Ron, you are probably so familiar with this sort of question that I don't even need to tell you, but it's like the classic sort of roommate to attach to the cat kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
You have heard.
Finding lipstick on the forehead.
This guy does.
Just a regular Tuesday for Ron, am I right?
Absolutely. So we reached out to, we're just cycling through our different Trolls World Tour co-stars.
Mm-hmm. And how was Justin doing?
Haven't gotten JT yet. Hasn't quite been the right fit for him. He keeps asking about it, and I'm like, you know.
Just nothing up his alley yet.
He's like, please, Justin, please. And I'm like, cry me a river.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Of course. Yeah, he loves it when you reference his song.
It's his favorite thing. He also demanded that Justin legally change his name before he will come on. Did you know he's never been on a thing with another Justin? Like, that's even true. Like a Best Boy Key Grip. Like, they do need to.
He was supposed to swear in Justin Trudeau at his swearing-in ceremony that prime ministers probably have, and he wouldn't do it.
Trudeau wouldn't change his name?
And neither one would. They were at a stalemate.
Wow.
So, Ron, where are you at with this, with cats and ownership and roommates? Where are you at?
Can one really own a cat, Ron?
That's how I feel about it. You know, it's really about just the relationship of love, and it goes back and forth. And if you're not home with that cat and your roommate is, and they're building a bond, I'd say why stand in the way of it? It seemed like a little bit of jealousy, if not a little bit of guilt about, you know, maybe they've been working too much, not spending enough time with their cat. So, I mean, I feel either you have to learn to let go a bit about it and let that cat be loved by a full family. You know, it takes a village to raise a cat. Everyone knows that.
That's so true. I would want to know where, like, cat maintenance duties are being assigned at this point, right? Because, like, there's a cat that lives at our house, and it belonged to my other cat that died.
Yes.
Very inconsiderately, my older cat died and left her cat here for us to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
I do not get any of the transactional love or support or company or anything from this cat. I just clean up its duty and refill its bowl. And I feel like if this person is getting love and affection from the cat, maybe they should step up with, like, some food, some water, some litter box cleanings, that sort of thing.
Well, because there's a very real potential here that if say these roommates only live together for like a year, right? Mm-hmm. When they part ways and the cat's like, okay, well, I'm going with her now because she's been the one around. She's been there for me.
Oh, seen it several times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the cat will choose, and it will make a choice, and you just have to live with it. So, I mean, I think maybe she should consider quitting her job in order to spend more time with the cat and truly support. I've been watching a lot of 90 Day Fiancé, and it seems like one of the best things you can do in a relationship is stop caring about yourself and your responsibilities, whether that's children, jobs, things of that nature, and to start fully focusing on the needs of the other person.
Or cat.
Or cat.
In this case.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah.
And this is, and that's such a great point, Ron, because this is the, if there's ever been a moment to start taking economical risks and quitting jobs willy-nilly, this is it. I mean, this is the moment to do it.
I mean, well, it's also
cats and money, jobs and money come and go. A cat will always be there for you when you need it.
Is this the time for us to get Jackson Galaxy's My Cat from Hell sort of back in the mix, but like blended with 90 Day Fiancé, just a very intensive sort of spiritual journey that you do go on with your cat for 3 Gregorian months?
I like the idea. Yeah, if Jackson Galaxy's answer is always, well, maybe you're just not working hard enough, your relationship with the cat. What's that? Your cat destroyed all your plants and shit and all your shoes and like bit your daughter. Well, time to quit your job.
Ron's suggestion that you need to quit your job to take care of your cat is laughable, and all us humans are having a great time chuckling at it. But make no mistake, if you had a talking cat, like in the hit film, A Talking Cat, this is exactly what they would be saying to you. Yeah. Like, I am the most important thing in the world. You have to start quitting your job and putting in the time.
And Ron, also, you need to send Nermal to Abu Dhabi.
That's important, too. Ron, I'm curious, where do you land vis-a-vis kitty kisses, though?
Oh, kisses on the forehead?
Leaving lipstick... Okay, we're talking about two separate things. I'm saying no to both. I don't think it's right to kiss an animal unless it's a cute little puppers with his sweet toebies. but a kitty cat kiss, I'm not a fan of. I think we can all get behind leaving lipstick marks on the kitty cat, like the kitty cat is Ricky Martin, and you are in the music video Livin' La Vida Loca, is not great, right?
Correct.
Is there any way?
I hate to disagree. But I mean, one of the best music videos of all time, and we fast. So, who doesn't want to live that out in cat form? And B, cats have. If you get a kiss back from the cat who has the scratchiest of tongues, which are fun, that's just a different experience.
Yes.
So I just
that is assuming you're getting a kiss back.
I have to say though, if I was a cat and you're gonna leave lipstick on me, that's the one fucking hardest play. How could you do it there? I can access almost every other place in my body.
I can leave it on my butt.
I'm there anyway. I'm scheduled to be there at 3:20. Just leave it on my butt and I'll get to it.
Honestly, it sounds like that roommate is leaving a message. She possibly is claiming, I want this cat. It used to be your cat. It is now our cat, and it will be shortly my cat.
That is step two, is that our cat is now step two of the process.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know the best part of the Livin' La Vida Loca music video?
The
sexual central things that Ricky Martin is experiencing in this video, his facial reactions are that of childlike wonderment, as if he has never had these sexual experiences before. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Ricky Martin has been sort of wizarded away into this sort of sexual dimension, and somebody pours wax on his chest. He's like, whoa, hey!
I'm watching it right now, and he seems like he's thoroughly into this.
I love on YouTube. YouTube is like, oh, you like Livin' La Vida? May I recommend Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5?
They go hand in hand. They do go hand in hand, truly.
We actually found out later on that Lou Bega doesn't even like Mambo. So that was actually a big
Well, I'm just happy moment. Ricky found what he was looking for.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. I love Ricky. And a huge spokesperson, speaking out for all kinds of stuff. Very active.
Like
fully
muffins.
In support of Ricky.
Muffins and corn.
Yeah, he's a big corn lobbyist.
If you like the low price of petroleum, you could thank Ricky Martin, power broker. He's up in D.C. cleaning it out.
Corn-powered car. Ricky Martin did that. Corn-powered car. It's all thanks to him.
Yeah.
And I know that. Corn cob pipes. Also, Ricky Martin.
That's him. That's him. Corn pops.
Oh, I didn't know that
band,
was Ricky.
The band Corn, he was the co-founder.
Yeah.
Kicked him out. because they wanted to change it to K, and he said, "I think that's going to be confusing. That's not going to help corn sales at all."
Yeah, he was thinking bigger than that.
Ron, we're all trying to stay busy in our own way in these times. What are you up to these days?
Oh, I'm just trying to, spend time with my wife since I got married a few weeks ago. And
congratulations.
Just, yeah, congrats. Thank you so much. Enjoy my family. And I'm also doing a live show Saturday on the September 5th that people can watch from their homes if they want, since I can't go on the road safely right now. I'm going to bring a show or have a live audience of 10 people that's safely distanced and masked, and we'll be live streaming it out on YouTube for 24 hours on the 5th. So I've been preparing for that and just working on trying to, get them to get us bigger parts in the next Trolls movie.
Yeah, we're working together now. It's collective bargaining.
Yeah.
Oh, you want Ron? Ron comes packaged with the McElroy brothers.
That special is Awakening. Correct?
Yes.
I don't think you said the name of it.
I did not. They should know. It is called Awakening. They can get tickets at my website, ronfunches.com. Or if you check any of my socials, Instagram or Twitter, there's links all around. And I'm just, I'm working on my own game show as well on Quibi that's out right now called Nice One.
Oh, nice. What's that called?
It's called Nice One. And it's just about, it's like looking at, most like my comedy, looking at the bright side of bad situations. It's just me and my favorite comedians making fun jokes and me giving out points.
Now, Ron, I don't have a lot of time to watch TV. I could maybe spare one Quibi to watch something. How long is an episode?
It's about a Quibi.
So nice. Okay, good. That's a relief.
Ron, I recently saw you on Twitter telling people who spoke bad about Quibi, I believe that you would fight them.
Yes.
Is that true?
I did say that, and I stand behind it.
So if anybody listening to this has ever said anything bad about Quibi and wants to fight Ron Funches, this is your chance.
Yeah, as long as you have no background in fighting.
That's cheating.
That would be rude if you had a background in it and or if you were physically fit. So if you're neither of those and you're talking trash about Quibi, then I will fight you. But
I feel like anybody who's in any sort of entertainment that complains about Quibi, the secret subtext, and I can absolutely put myself in this category, is why didn't I get a Quibi? I would love to get a Quibi. Why didn't they ask
me a Quibi?
I would love to do a Quibi. Why didn't nobody ask me to do a Quibi? I'd do a Quibi. Come on, help me out.
I agree. I mean, really, it's just I understand making fun of things. I love making fun of things and talking trash. But I, when it was just like this actual, like wanting people to fail, I'm like, not a lot of people hand out shows. So,
absolutely.
If a new place pops up and they need a whole new slate of material, I think that's extremely positive and not a negative by any means.
And listen, as people who have had a show on a thing that failed, it's not fun.
It's not fun.
It's not super great. Fun.
It's way better when the thing succeeds and you get to keep making your show.
Oh, truly. I would love that. I'm not putting all the eggs in that basket.
That could be.
The shows are very short. I mean,
that's too small of a basket. That's right.
Don't be a goofus. Watch Ron's special September 5th and get tickets at ronfunches.com. And Ron, thank you so much for being with us. I very much appreciate you.
Oh, it's a true pleasure. You guys are so much fun to talk to and very enjoyable. And truly, I don't know if the movie had been successful, without the work that you done. Who knows? I'd say yes.
That's a great
probably, yes.
At least 98% as successful as it was, I would say.
Well, but you need that 2%. You need it.
Mm-hmm. That's what they put in the milk.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us on our action-packed program. Reminder, go to ronfunches.com and get tickets for Awakening. That's happening Saturday, September 5th on YouTube. So don't miss out. I'm sure it'll be hilarious.
And I'm sure a specific place on YouTube, not just like, I don't think it's just a takeover. YouTube. It's not like controlling your horizontal and vertical, you know what I mean?
It's not a takeover.
It's not going to interrupt the, you know, cabbage video you're watching.
Yeah.
About cabbage. Because you're boring as fuck. thank you to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off of the album Putting the Days to Bed. Good tunes all around. And thank you to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Go to MaximumFun.org. Check out all the shows there. Shows like Stop Podcasting Yourself and Story Break and Heat Rocks and a whole bunch else at MaximumFun.org. And you can find other stuff we do at McElroy.family.
This is a reminder that, you know, we got an election coming up. If you're not registered to vote, you need to get registered to vote. And you're going to want to request that mail-in ballot as soon as you can. Make sure that you check what the state laws where you are about mail-in ballots are and then send it in as soon as you can. And then you're going to want to vote for the guy who's not Donald Trump.
That's Joseph Gordon Biden.
Joseph Gordon Biden.
that's the name that is on the ballot. It says Joseph Gordon Biden on it.
So hit vote, Joe.
Also, we have a podcast book coming out called Everybody Has a Podcast Except You. And if you go to McElroyPodcastBook.com, you can pre-order it. That's going to be coming out in January. It's got practical, real advice on how to make, not like this dumb show, like real advice that'll really teach you how to make a podcast you're proud of. It has stuff like coming up with the idea, where to like publish it, how to promote it, and how to monetize it. So MacroyPodcastBook.com, pre-order it now.
Please pre-order this book. Please.
One last plug. Me and Justin do a video game podcast called The Besties that you can find on Spotify. We do it with our buddies Chris and Russ from Polygon. And we talk about a game every week.
You don't need to subscribe. You don't need to pay for Spotify. You just need to download the free Spotify app and then you'll get
it. Just search for us. Search for us on Spotify and follow us there and listen to it. If you missed hearing me and Justin talk about video games, you don't have to miss us because we're still doing it on The Besties. I think that's it. Y'all want that final?
Yeah, please.
Yes.
Well, my computer has crashed.
No excuse, dude. Okay. No excuse.
This Yahoo was sent in by the prospector Merritt Palmer. Thank you, Merritt. It's by Yahoo Answers user. They're anonymous. Call them Banjo. Asks,
yep.
Are buffalo wings proof that God loves me and wants me to be happy?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad. Square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.